Good evening, baddies and gents. It is your favorite podcast host, the Bald Baddie that's not so bald anymore, Waquila Peace. And today, guys, I don't want to say that she's a guest. I'm going to call this a crossover episode where two great Aquarius women come together and have just a conversation. This isn't a talk show. This is just a conversation. Like, you know, you sit in your front room, you're laughing, reminiscing, and all of that good stuff. And before we get into today's episode, I'm not even going to introduce our other host, not co-host, not guest, the other host. I would like to share with you all that season five, if you have not already seen on Instagram, season five will be the final season of the very, I don't know what word could I use for this podcast, because I've been on everywhere, y'all. I done talked about everything. I done laughed about everything. I done cried on the podcast a couple times. Let me just say, very personal. This personal podcast, I'm not going to say that the journey has come to an end. This chapter has made it to its last page, but Diary of the Bald Baddie is a brand. It is not just a podcast. So I say that all to say, stay tuned and just keep your eyes and ears open to whatever the Bald Baddie has in her sleeve, in her hand, sitting on her lap, next to her, whatever the case may be. It is always something new for the Diary of the Bald Baddie. And that's about it. I don't want to take too much of y'all time about me because, again, we have another host in the building, y'all. So, Miss Ma'am, hop on this mic and tell us who you are.
Hello, hello. I am Jada Middleton, but I go by Jada Marie. My Instagram is its_JMarie2E's, and I am the host of the Language Podcast. Waquila, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on here today. But not only having me on here, but knowing that this is your last episode and you decide to share that with me, I appreciate that.
Yes, I felt like it was important that I did that because although you have made your platform for yourself, I want to also expose you to other audiences, whether that's a dog listening, because I know I'll be having my dog listen to my podcast. She listens to
okay.
She listens. If that's someone's aunt, uncle, grandmother, cousin, whomever, I just wanted to share who you are in your podcast and your craft with those that have already been introduced to Diary of the Bald Baddie podcast. So I would like to thank you for taking the time out. And y'all, let me just say this. We're on different time zones.
Yes.
So, this is
major. 3:41 here.
Listen, this is major because Jada can be like, girl, it is still early where I'm at. I'm about to enjoy this Friday. You could go ahead with that podcast. But she took her time and said, you know what? I would love to be a part of this episode. And it's also March, which is Women's History Month. So this is major for the both of us. And again, Jada, thank you for taking the time out to, you know, just speak about what you want to speak about and just, you know, spending that time with the Bald Baddie as well as sharing the language with us all. So again, Jada, thank you so much. It is greatly appreciated. But before we get into it again, I would like to share a little history between Jada and I. Jada, if you don't mind.
Yes, go ahead. Tell them where we met.
Yes, guys. So I met Jada at our alma mater, which is Hampton University, back in 2018, where we both worked at the school, well, the university's radio station, WHOV 88.1. And Jada and I automatically hit it off. Like, I don't hit it off with a lot of people right off the rip because, for one, the conversation isn't worth having, or the energy is just off, the vibe isn't there, but that wasn't the case for Jada. And I also want to thank Jada for not judging me, being that I'm a Jersey girl. And a lot of people, when I made it to Hampton, they prejudged me. They thought that I would be aggressive. They thought I would be mean. And I heard it a lot. And a lot of times I would turn my head at the people like, y'all didn't even give me a chance to introduce myself. And y'all were already judging me just by where I was from. And, you know, Jada, she's a Southern girl. So, you know, she gave that Southern hospitality. And I appreciate that. And again, for her not to judge me based off of where I was from, I appreciated that a lot because I felt like I had to prove myself a lot at Hampton. And although I don't take no shit from nobody, let me make that very clear. I'm also not aggressive. Once you get to know me, I'm pretty laid back. But Jada, I just want to thank you for not prejudging me and not basing your opinion off of where I was from. So this has been my homegirl since, and we've had great conversations. Although we graduated some years back, we rekindled and came back recently because I've discovered that she actually had a podcast, and we spoke about a podcast when we was actually in undergrad. So to see her, you know, bringing that to fruition and manifesting that, I am so proud of you, Jada. And although I may not be recording this podcast, I'm still gonna listen to yours, and I'm still binge listening, girl. Trust me, I'm getting in. I might have to write a whole like book. What do they call that? What do they call those again? What's those things that we used to do in elementary school? A book report.
Oh yeah, I was. Look.
I'm like, what? Listen, I feel like I got an auntie brain now. I feel like once we got out of the K through 12 experience, I forgot all about whatever we did back then. But again, Jada, keep doing what you're doing. I love your podcast. I love what it represents. And speaking of representing, we have a question leading towards that. But again, Jada, I just want to thank you for being so open and welcoming to me when I arrived at Hampton University. Thank you so, so much.
No problem. I appreciate that because I love people. I don't judge people. And I know Hampton was an interesting place. And mm-hmm. I can say the people who I felt were very, a little rude for me were the people from Philly. So, you know, I tell people when I went to Virginia, that was a culture shock. Like, it interests me to know the culture shocks that we have within the U.S. So, mm-hmm. look, it was a lot of learning, but like you said, we met at the radio station, and, you know, y'all, when you in college, like, you don't know what people are going through. You barely, you know, making it. Who knows if you even wanted to get up and go to class. And I know, like, mm-hmm. some days I wasn't my best self, but I know, I don't know if you feel the same way, but when I went into that radio station, the people that were in there, like, everybody was so loving and welcoming. Like, mm-hmm. it felt good. It could brighten up my day. You know, we have to do our little desk hours. I enjoy my desk hours.
Like, yes.
I enjoyed that. The people that came in, the people that we got to meet. I always think about Jay Lang. I think about him a lot, Joaquila Moon.
Yes.
Like, I love them. They were so cool. So, thank you, Hampton. And thank you for WHLV. I don't even know if that's still the name, but thank you for allowing me to meet Joaquila, because like you said, you've been doing your podcast for a minute. Like you said, we've always talked about it. And that was one thing I told myself. Like, I tell a lot of people that I want to do a podcast, but you're not doing it. Like, you know, you mm-hmm. letting these people down. You have to have something to show for when you talk about what you want to do. So
yes,
I know that you are going to do bigger things. Like you said, this is a brand. It's not just a podcast. And you know that you are always welcome on my platform to speak and say whatever needs to be said. Like I told you, I'm here to support you. So we have that established. And I just want to thank you for all of your kind words. Like, that means a lot to me.
Of course, Jada. And it, trust me, it's genuine, because, you know, some people can fake the funk, but it's genuine because you're genuine.
Thank you.
And again, I appreciate it. We need more people like you in this world. Okay. I feel like this world will be a much better place. But as post-COVID, we have a lot of angry people walking around. But that's the conversation for another episode.
Okay.
In another day.
Look, I can put that on one of my topics and know that you will be the guest. Like, whoop. Joaquila, we got to talk about this because it's not talked about, but it's a thing. But
yes, it definitely is. We need to speak about this, Jada. So whenever you're ready, you just give me a holler and I'm down for
it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay? So we're going to get into our episode here because it's like a two-part episode within one. So let's just get the wheel spinning here. And again, guys, Jada is Miss Jada Middleton, Jada Marie, but she is also the creator and podcast host of The Language Podcast. So Jada, let us know, tell us, what does the title The Language mean? What does that stand for? What does that mean?
So The Language came from this conversation I was having with a mentor some years back. But to me, the language just highlights how we are all different. Whether you do speak a different language, come from a different place, it just emphasizes the difference. I feel like languages are important to me, whether it's American Sign Language or if it's Spanish. Like, I'm not the type of person to feel like you need to speak English. I feel that we can learn different languages, but then just how we interact with each other, we interact with each other differently. So I think it just emphasizes the difference the differences that we have as humans.
That is beautiful. I would have never thought that. Like, honestly, I would have never thought that that's where the name was created from. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you. Well thought out. If nothing else stuck from that experience and when I just came up with that name, that's something that I really, like, I wasn't letting go of because that's what that means to me. And it could be, and like I said, it could be broken down in so many different ways. But again, that's why it's called the language. So,
yes. Yeah. Yes. And it's so funny that you said that. I'm not going to spend too much time on this specific question, but I was speaking with another educator and I was like, you know what's crazy? In America, American Sign Language isn't even recognized as like a part of the English or whatever you want to call it, American language, mm-hmm. which it should be.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the hard of hearing community exists.
Yes.
So I'm a little concerned that they are not being, how can I put it?
They're not being included. That's how I felt during COVID. I felt I was a server. I felt like I was doing a disservice having this mask on. Like, that was just, you know, the schools, they want us, our second language to be Spanish. But like you said, there are people like, you know, that should just be recognized and included.
Yes.
No questions asked.
Yes. Yes. And I just, I can't get my head wrapped around it. And you know what? And I said I wasn't going to spend too much time on this topic. But for them to require Spanish to be our second language is like another topic that I don't want to spend so much time on, but it's still baffling to me. Like, how?
Because why not
French? Have American Sign Language?
Yeah, even if you did pick a language, why not French? But, you know,
like, I'm scratching my head right now. Like, see, this is why let me stick to the program. Go. Because it's a lot to talk about. Okay.
Yes.
We're going to stick to the program. We're going to keep it moving.
Yes, ma'am.
So you've given us that well thought out, creative definition of what the language means and what it means to you. So tell me, we worked at the radio station together.
Mm-hmm.
We are both journalism majors.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be easy for me to say, oh, well, that's what inspired you to be a podcast host. But I know that's not it. So let me know, what inspired Jada? What woke Jada up one day and said, you know what? I want to start a podcast and I'm going to be the host and I'm going to create this podcast and I want it to reach whomever it reaches. What inspired you to become a podcast host, Jada?
What inspired me to become a podcast host is when I realized I didn't want to do broadcast journalism as far as being on the news. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I did. I tell people that I kind of spent 4 years of college learning about something that I just, you know, actually was like, I'm not going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But journalism is broad. It's big. It doesn't just stop at the news. It doesn't stop at what they were teaching us. And Hampton back then at the time, I feel like hopefully things have changed, but they were very stuck in their ways. They wanted us to, you know, do things this one way as far as, here's my example. When we used to come to class with the news topics of the day, our professor didn't want it to be, you know, from like a blog or anything like that on Instagram. But at the time, those were new to us. So those sources, like, it wasn't overbearing like it is today. It was new to us. So it was like, no, this is like pop culture. This is some information. Like, we learning some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to do radio. I just felt like where the school was located, we didn't really have a lot of opportunities. I felt like we needed to go to maybe New York, DC, but I needed to focus on school. So my internships, you know, it just wasn't doing, I'm not even gonna say that. I'm gonna say COVID happened at my last semester of school. So who knows what could have happened. I definitely wanted to be like a TV host, but that radio and what really like sold it for me, just trying to figure out my passion. I was like, it's my voice. If anybody knows me, even during COVID, mask or not, if you know me, you know my voice. When we were in college, I walked into a party, Somebody said they knew I was there because of my voice. So it's like, oh, okay, bet. I got to do something with my voice. And I listened to The Read. That is like the first podcast I ever listened to. I loved them. And just listening to them and how they were able to just be themselves. And they didn't even need to be seen. But they just really like grabbed me. I feel like I could do that for other people. And, you know, in the beginning when you said this is just like having a normal conversation, like that's what podcasting is. And I like to talk to people. I don't want it to be, you know, journalist scripted. I don't want that. Like I really love to learn and I crave knowledge. So I want to have a platform where I could do that. That could, you know, it's just a hobby right now. Whatever happens with it, it's gonna happen.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that you said it's a hobby, because a lot of times, like we had this conversation on the phone. I remember when I first started the podcast, a lot of people was like, oh, well, you want to make money off of it and this and the third. I don't want my podcast to be a chore or a responsibility.
Yep.
I want my podcast to be my vacation away from you morons that I have to walk around with every day. The lack of knowledge that you have, the ignorance, that's my break away from the world and what we are facing, especially today.
Yes.
It's so much going on in this world. And I also will find myself talking to myself. I said, you know what? Let me get on the mic and say whatever it is I have to say. Because there'll be so many times where I would be in situations where I couldn't say really what I wanted to say. So I would make my face would tell it, like, are you for real?
Yep.
Like, no way. Like, I would write these things down. I would talk to myself about it. Like, that didn't just happen. It was like one of those instances where, like, you have the imaginary camera. You just look off at it like.
Yep. Giving, you know, like a little scene. Issa Rae talking in the mirror type of thing.
Yes.
That's what it is. Because that's how I feel. And I get what you're saying. Even today, if somebody was like, why do you still, like you said, I don't do it. I'm not looking for money. I do it because it's an escape, because like you said, I am baffled by the people that I encounter in this world. Like you said, you think like that. And then sometimes it baffles me about the conversations that aren't being had. And so I like you said, my podcast is where I'm not rambling off to somebody. If you want to hear what I got to say, you're intentionally listening. You chose to be here. I'm not just talking and somebody's, I'm not here to argue either. I'm not arguing with anybody. And I think that's another thing that I feel like, even going to school for journalism field is very hard, because people just think that they can get on the internet and say whatever, but there's rules, there's laws.
Absolutely.
You don't hear like saying anything. And, you know, depending on the job that you might have, like, did you really read through it? Because you don't want something to happen, and then, you know, you end up losing your job. And I see that so much, like with social media. And it's a hobby. It's a hobby until it start paying some bills. And, you know, and it's, even if it did become a job, like you said, it would be time. Like, you know, the time when it's time for it to become a job.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I think it was like a week or two, I was listening to the podcast and I was really into it, y'all. The generational curses.
Yes.
That episode did it for me. And literally right before I got on to record, I was speaking and I was talking to my boyfriend about something that really bothered me about African American parents. And not to talk down on any African American parents, because we have great parents, but sometimes what they were taught by their parents, they carried it on.
Yep.
And it does not make it right. But when I was listening to your episode, I found that what I was listening to, although I may not have been affected by it directly, I know someone that was affected by the curses that were being spoken about on this episode, which is why it's right now one of my favorite episodes. Not the favorite episode, but one of my favorite episodes. And I appreciate you, you know, speaking about generational curses, because for some reason it still seems to be taboo in our community. I don't, like, we're actually welcoming this conversation and y'all still acting like it don't exist.
Yeah.
But that's another conversation.
But listen, here's the thing. You can't even have the conversation because you already being called disrespectful. So
yes, talk about it, Jada.
The roadblock is already there.
Girl, dead end. Dead yep. end. We, yep. we listen.
But when you choose to distance yourself, it's a problem.
Oh yeah. we could have a conversation about this too. This is definitely podcast worthy. Oof. So as far as generational curses go, we're gonna leave that there. But best believe it will be brought up again. It will not just be left on a table to just, you know, collect dust. We will revisit that topic. But the reason for me saying that was one of my favorite episodes thus far, I wanted to know, as the creator and as the host, what is your favorite episode? And also, what happens to be your favorite season thus far?
So I have one season. I was thinking, like, so when do I break off into season two? I haven't quite answered that yet, but I think I might have an answer coming soon.
Okay.
But for my favorite episode, I could be biased because I know, due to the analytics, everybody likes the spankings episode.
Yes, yes, yes.
But my favorite one, honestly, and I'm gonna have to go all the way back, because you telling me that you went and started to listen to my podcast from the beginning, that day I sat there and I was like, let me listen to how I sound, like, let me hear.
Yeah.
And I think it's the very first one, and I think it's called Being Proud.
Yes.
That one is my favorite one because it was my first one.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like at the time I could have been a little nervous and shy, but like listening to that like little young girl, what was it like? Yeah, 2019. So not
it was
really
2019. Yes.
Yeah, but you could still hear it. And the part that got me when I said, "They tell you to enjoy college because it's the best years of your life."
Yes. No, Jada, listen. That episode was real, okay? Because I felt like what you were talking about in that episode, it took me back to the place that I was in.
Yep.
In 2019. Yes. It was so relatable. You spoke about what you was experiencing at that moment of time, in that yeah. moment of time.
Mm-hmm.
So don't knock yourself, because that's what you were going through. And a lot yes. of us is going through that.
Yes.
Even at 26, I'm like, you know what, Jada? I remember what I felt like in 2019, and I hated it so much.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't wait for it to be over.
And even when I said that, I laughed because I said, and look at you sitting on the couch. I'm not going to lie, the only piece of college that I would just like relive is probably freshman year. Because, you know, then you had all the funds and then things yeah. got real. But
mm-hmm.
that episode, it made me proud in the moment. Like, it was just crazy how the title is Being Proud. And then when mm-hmm. I listen to it later on, I'm proud because I know how bad I wanted to like record, but I didn't know if I was like, I don't know how to write equipment. I just always had this like thinking everything should be perfect. It has to be
yes.
this, it has to be this, it has to be that. And I know now that it's all about consistency. It's all about just showing up. And like you said, even the fact that I can show up and you can show up and do this consistently without any type of compensation, like, we love this. It's mm-hmm. something that helps us. So
mm-hmm.
whether it's like a journal, whatever it is, like, it makes me feel good. When I get done, I just smile. It's very rewarding. Like, when you tell me you listen to them, anybody, whoever gives me any type of feedback, like, I love that. It
yes.
makes me feel like I'm doing a service and doing research. My best friend did some research just about marketing for podcasts. And podcasts, the number one tool is word of mouth. So
mm-hmm.
you got to really put yourself out there. And like you said, me coming on this platform, allowing other people to hear me, these are the things that you have to do
yes.
to continue to grow in this community. So being proud.
Yes.
That's my number one.
And honestly, like, just by you starting your podcast and just saying, you know what, let me just pick up this mic and start recording, that alone is just brave. Because not everybody could just pick up a mic or pick up their phone and just start talking into a microphone where they have this idea that no one can possibly be listening, or you just don't care. You're like, whether somebody listen or not, I'm still going to record it.
Yeah.
So
let me tell
that's
you.
The bravery of it all. Like, you didn't care whether if anyone was going to listen. You were going to record.
Yes, ma'am. And that's why I don't care if it's five people, two people. Like, at the end of the day, I see that as me sitting in a room and those people are listening to me.
So yes.
I'm grateful for that. Like, I'm grateful for the small numbers. And I know that they're small now, and I know that they will grow. They have grown. I've just hit, like, goals, little goals that I've set for myself. And even then, just that's my whole, like, feeling of life. I'm just proud of myself.
Yes. Proud. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And it's so funny how all things go on full circle. Mm-hmm. So that's amazing. I'm happy to hear that you are proud of the progression that you've made. Even just listening to Young Jada in 2019, that is amazing. And sometimes you do cackle a little bit, like, oh my God, listen to me. That sounds great. That's how cool. Mm-hmm. You was helping someone, and you, trust me, when I was listening to that episode, I was like, yep, I know exactly what you're talking about, Jada. I know exactly what you're talking about. So all of your episodes that I've listened to thus far, I was able to relate to them somehow or another. So you keep doing what you're doing. Like I said in the beginning of the episode, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
You are definitely speaking on topics and speaking to someone that can relate to them. So don't ever think that someone won't come across your podcast, The Language, and say, you know what, Jada, you done made my day, because I feel like I'm not being heard or I'm not being seen.
Just keep doing what you're doing. Thank you, because I feel like even me, sometimes when I don't feel heard, whether it's in a day, a time, a moment, I know when I'm talking in that mic, like, everything that I want to say is just freeing. Mm-hmm. It's very freeing. And like you said about, I even listen to old podcasts, and just to know that the things that people talk about at that time, no matter how many years ago, it still applies. So it all comes back full circle, and those things are always there for people to listen to.
Yes, absolutely. And you're going to be 80 years old, and somebody going to listen to that podcast. Like, oh my gosh, this was what, 2019? We're already like 2078. So this is like our legacy in a sense too. Like, this is a part of who we're going to be when we're long gone. Like, our podcast is always going to be here.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's also something to consider when we're on these mics and just talking and, you know, doing what we love best. And that's just to talk and inform and, you know, vent sometimes too.
Yes, ma'am. I have no issue venting, but I'm hoping to stop, because they'll be like, girl, what is going on?
Yes. Yes. So we spoke about being seen and being heard. And this brings me to my last question for you. When you're recording, mm-hmm. what face, what age, what demographic, what audience are you targeting when you're recording?
When I am recording, the audience that I am reaching for, honestly, Joaquila, I can talk to anybody, like, especially older people. Like, mm-hmm. I really connect with older people. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's hard for me, because I'm cool with a 45-year-old, a 50-year-old, to the point where I want to bring them on my podcast. Like, it really doesn't matter the age. Number one, it doesn't matter if you're young. There are young, intelligent kids out here doing things. I want to have this platform for anybody to come on here and, you know, speak about what they're doing, highlight things that they have going on. That's what it's for. You know, color, demographics, I'm accepting everybody, okay? Just don't come on here talking craziness. I let it be known. I'm black all day. You will not come on here and talk any type of, you know, not too crazy. I mean, yes, I am open to certain conversations, but I'm pretty sure that I would be the one that even brought up the topic, and I will be prepared for that. Mm-hmm. Even if it's caught off guard, it will be handled professionally. But
yes.
To whoever wants to hear it, like you said, I listen. The people that I listen to, they're 40 years old. They in their late 40s, and I just, when they talk about like what they listened to in high school, that's when I can't relate to them. But it's like, dang, they're a little old. But yeah, I'm still listening to them. They've been through life. So mm-hmm. honestly, I don't have that, like, a specific age, gender, any of that.
Okay.
I would like men to listen, you know, because men, it's like, what do y'all want to hear? I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not here to bash men, talk about what they should do, none of that. No, like, what do y'all want to talk mm-hmm. about? So, mm-hmm. yeah, anybody is welcome.
And we love to hear that.
Yes.
We love to hear that. And Jada, I just want to say that when you welcome any individual to your podcast, that also introduces conversations that may not have been had with a Black coworker and a white coworker. Especially if they're sitting in the car together and they're listening like, oh, that's something we never addressed. Or you're sitting in the car and it's like a man and a woman and they're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I never thought about it like that. Like, you know, people are so one-track minded nowadays. So I'm glad that you are open to welcoming anyone to listen to the podcast. And honestly, I think that's how all podcasts should be.
Yeah. I think, and honestly, this is the thing. This is how I feel about, like, social media, anything. If you don't like what somebody is saying, if you don't like what they're posting, unfollow them. Don't listen to them.
Exactly.
Like, you don't have to. So it's your option about, you know, what you listen to and the type of things that you, you know, put in your atmosphere. I'm very intentional about, you know, podcasts that I listen to. I can tell if I'm going to like a podcast or if I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about... when you know, you know.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
You know what's for you. And that's why some people, when they come with certain reviews of, I don't know, some people like, what do we call them? I call them like, I forgot what you called them. You spoke on it in your podcast. The podcast where they be talking about a bunch of nothing. The ones with the drama, like you said, like, that's not my podcast.
Yeah.
The people who want to hear those podcasts, y'all know exactly where to go find
them.
They
messy. And
they put it in your face every single day, all day long on, like, social media. Go click on them, because that's what it is. Clickbait. Go ahead.
Like, don't come over here with that. I'm not with none of the messiness. I speak my truth. I spit and I do what I do. But all of the messiness, like, when I hear the people talk about how podcasts are messy now, that's not the objective, and that's not the goal.
Those are the people who don't know the rules.
You might want to change it.
Yeah, those people that don't know the rules, the people that, you know, get sued later on down the line.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. But again, Jada, I just overall admire you, the person, the woman, the podcast host and creator that you are. Like,
oh,
I will forever be a fan.
Oh.
So just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
When you come out with your merchandise, the hats, the t-shirts, or whatever.
Yeah. I got some shirts. They only for me though. I'm gonna get some more because people they want some. So
yes,
I will have
absolutely,
that
girl. This is free promo. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's
so
the word of mouth.
Get those shirts
that's
out because listen, I'm a fan. You got me hooked. You speak about things that I find to be overlooked, but also very important.
Yes.
So
thank you.
You know what? Let me not say that, because as human beings, we tend to get discouraged every now and again. But I say this as someone that listens to your podcast, that moment of doubt that you may have, or that moment where you're feeling discouraged, please refer back to our episode and just listen to it.
Thank you.
Because I pick her uppers.
Let me tell you. I'm people who don't listen to my podcast, I love Amanda Seals. And I'm glad that you said, like, we're human. And, you know, sometimes we go through things. But y'all push people to, like, a crazy point where they're tired. They need a break. And you said this word is crazy. And I just see these people just poking and pressing people and just insulting them in crazy ways. And y'all gotta stop. Like, y'all really have to stop.
Absolutely.
There are people out here that are here to educate people. Again, if you don't want to hear what the lady has to say, unfollow her.
Hello.
Guess what? When blogs post it, keep going. Like, y'all get upset with things that people say and all of that, but y'all are choosing to watch and entertaining.
And the key word is choosing. 95% to 99% of the things or the occurrences in our lives are based on choices that we make.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, we're literally choosing to be on this podcast right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a choice. Like, I just don't get it. I don't know if other beings don't understand that, but 95 to 99% of our lives are based on choices that we have made. Choices is definitely a key word. And I say this about 3 times out of my week. Literally, like, you're making this choice. You're choosing to do that.
Yep. Yep.
I don't
so don't complain about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Please don't complain.
I can't wrap my head around certain things that are occurring, especially post pandemic. But we're going to talk about that on an episode of The Language. So y'all make sure that y'all keep your eyes and ears open for that.
Yes, because I just put it in my notes.
Yes. We're going to get on that, though. We have to. It's imperative that we speak about it because I feel like that's another topic that's kind of getting brushed under the rug, but we're not going to brush it under the rug because it's imperative that we speak about it, okay? But we're going to move on to Miss Jada's segment of the Ball Baddie Learning the Language with Miss Jada Middleton. So, Miss Jada Middleton, what's the word?
Okay, so Joaquila had this episode that really... I be emotional, and that day it really touched me in a different way. It's when you were talking about the professor at Lincoln University, and it's sad what Black women go through, what Black women put up with. And I see it more and more every day. Like when I say like more and more every day, and it hurts. And I know that when we were talking, you were telling me about your job and, you know, how you had to resign and leave. I would like for you to, like, talk on it a little bit and your experience and how that made you feel. That's what I want to hear about that more.
Absolutely. So I'm actually going to take it way back to 2016. I was a senior in high school. This was really my first job ever because I never really had to have a job. So this was me stepping onto my independence. Like I wanted a job. So the first place that popped up, this is when Snag a Job was huge. I don't even think Snag a Job is a thing anymore.
Let me see. I'm going to look it up.
Yes. I don't even think Snag a Job is real anymore.
I guess Indeed replaced Snag a Job because Snag a Job.
They used to get you right. Okay.
No, it's still a thing.
It is. Oh, yeah. We got too grown for them then. Cause we got LinkedIn now. We done graduated and got onto LinkedIn.
Oh no, Snag a Job is still here. Okay.
Wow, that's amazing. You go Snag a Job.
they say y'all not.
My first real paying job. Okay. And that real paying job happened to be at the Super Home Depot in Vauxhall, New Jersey.
Okay.
And being that it was the only Super Home Depot within the tri-state area, we would get people from Connecticut, New York, Philly sometimes, like PA, not just Philly, PA. But mainly Philly because Philly's the closest part of Pennsylvania to us because, you know, we got Pittsburgh and all of that other stuff.
Yeah, y'all real close over there.
Yes. So more Philly folks would come to the store. But during my time there, I spent 4 years at Home Depot. I was so proud of myself because initially it was just for me to have summer money. I was like, oh, once I graduate from high school, I'm just going to save my money for college and, you know, just do whatever. But I ended up really loving the job because of the people that I worked with. I formed relationships. I even met my current boyfriend at this job.
Always meet a lover at the job, girl.
Listen, that wasn't the plan, though. That was not the plan, but that's something else. But during my time at Home Depot, I knew that I possessed leadership qualities. I had the skills. I had the knowledge, even more than the ones that were there for 5-10 years prior to when I was hired that had managerial positions. But what I found at this location was misogynistic practices.
Okay.
And when I say that, I mean there was no room for growth for women at this place that I called work. I knew I put in the time. I knew that I put in the work. And for some reason, for one, it took them forever to make me a full-timer. That's And at that point, by the time they tried to give me full-time, I didn't want anymore. So I declined. I'm like, boy, girl, whomever decided that, bye.
Yeah, they think you gonna beg,
no.
And as soon as they,
I'm not doing that.
No, right, no.
Absolutely not. So, I think out of the 10 managers that we had in this huge store, only 2 of them were women. And the only reason why they got that is because they were ass kissers. And I ain't kissing nobody's ass.
Period.
Not for no position that I'm... I mean, this is temporary. I'm in college. Like, this is not my set-in-stone career. I'm at this time, I'm 18, Jada.
Okay.
I don't care about this place like that.
No.
So, I found that my growth is being stunted at this place. So, I decided to leave in 2020. But it's crazy how I ended up exiting from this job. So while we were down in Hampton, I was able to get a transfer to the Hampton location.
Okay.
And right before we came back for our, well, what would have been your final year, I had told my mom, I had this discussion with my mother. And I said, Mommy, this is the last year that I'm going to be working at Home Depot.
Yeah.
So a couple months later, I get my transfer through at Hampton, and I'm working in the paint department. Again, that's the department I actually worked in. I'm sorry, I should have said that. I worked in the paint department. And in Hampton, I had a aggressive customer come up to me. She got upset because I couldn't color match her, like, really, there was no pigmentation on this can. So I'm like, how do you expect me to color match this? And there's nothing here, there's no paint. She kind of like jumped in my face, so I had to let her know what was up. I'm like, girl, yeah. I will whoop your ass in this store. And this
Period.
Is exactly what the I said. Verdatum, Jada. I even got the write-up. I said, this best.
Not you got a write-up.
Yes, they have to write a little incident report.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I'm not getting wrote up for defending myself.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. They had the little incident report or whatever, because she ran to security once she realized that I wasn't playing with her. I said, I will take this little orange apron off and we can do what we got to do. Because this right now, it don't matter to me. And this was actually the week before the pandemic hit.
Wow.
So yes, all of this happening. So I ended up I was resigning, but I got fired. It was weird because I knew that we had to get off the campus. So I was coming back to Jersey anyway.
I mean, you know.
I was like, you know what? I done got fired. And I had already put my 2 weeks in. That's the crazy part.
You didn't get fired.
Yes.
I don't fire.
But they made it
fired.
Seem like I got fired. So I was like, you know what?
Girl, they can make it seem like that. If that's the case, I got fired from Texas Roadhouse. But I know I had to defend myself. That man was harassing me.
Yeah.
So
see?
How they ran it down, it was a fire. But I had to defend myself.
Yes.
Okay.
Listen, Ooh. Girl, I know. Listen, you got to do what you got to do. So... after that, that was my first experience with just like being a woman in a workplace that just didn't exercise or allow me to exercise me being vocal, me defending myself, and even like growing within the company. So that was my first walk off. And now we can fast forward to present day.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked at a well-known charter school here in New Jersey, and I was a third grade English teacher. And what was so like heartbreaking about this experience is because I went in there like a rookie. Like, I was excited, I was vibrant, I had all of these ideas. Come to find out, I'm working at a boot camp.
Yeah.
Jada, I tell you no lie, they had a script for teachers to follow to teach these kids.
Ooh, baby.
Not to mention, my kids, my students, I always call my students my kids, because for those 8 hours, those are my kids.
I know. Yep.
I will.
You know, it's teachers out here that would say otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, girl, I done heard it. I done heard it all. Even, I done heard it. But I, would notice the decline in mental health for my students, and that became a bit triggering for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it started to take a toll on my mental health. It took a toll on my mental health so badly, even though I already planned to do this. I did the most impulsive thing ever, and I paid a hefty price to go see Usher in Las Vegas, and
you
I
deserved
that. Watching him. Like, I paid for that ticket. I was like by the stage. But I was so stressed. I said, I need to find something that's gonna make me happy.
Yeah.
And that was to go see Usher. And I thank Usher for that. I love Usher.
Oh.
But I was like feeling myself like waking up and feeling heavy. Like,
mm-hmm.
my energy was low. I started calling out. And I don't call out for my jobs ever. Anyone that has ever worked with me, even my past managers, they will tell you Wakila will never call out. And if she do, it's something wrong.
Okay.
It got to the point where I just didn't want to be there anymore. And I was actually at this event for breast cancer survivors. But in the conversation, mental health was brought up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I'm sending my resignation tonight. And no, it ain't no 2 weeks. It's a 24-hour one. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You're not tending to these kids and you're not tending to us.
No.
Y'all expect us to come in here at 7:30 every morning, leave at 5 o'clock every evening.
And come back and do it again.
And come back
all
and do
I
it
do,
again.
So I go home, eat, take a shower, go to bed.
Jada, when
and
I tell you
do it again,
taxing, it was taxing. I just couldn't wrap my head around how all the rest of these teachers were just staying there and pretending like this wasn't a boot camp. And it's so crazy because I feel like I done started a movement because I saw something where they had a posting for teachers. Like, they're looking for them still. And it just so happened, I ran into another teacher. And she said, Wakila, do you know after you left, like, five of the teachers left after you? That was a toxic environment.
Yep.
I don't care if I was getting paid $90K to start. No amount of money is worth my mental health.
Did y'all hear that?
No amount of money
is worth her mental health, and these jobs need to understand that. That's why I left my last job. I made great money. Mm-hmm. But like you said, when I walk in this place and this is how I feel, I'm good. I'm good because I know me, and I know I can take me and my talent and go elsewhere, and I'm going to be fine.
Absolutely.
And I ain't going to stress over this job because, you, like they say, whenever you pass away or whatever, they got your replacement coming in. We have to take care of ourselves because they already, our position already taken. People need jobs every day. Mm-hmm. You got to love yourself, take care of yourself. I'm very big on that. Even when people are sick, don't go to work. If you don't feel your best, do not go.
Yes, because they don't care.
No. When I worked at Texas Grow House, co-worker passed away from COVID. They wrote on the board, if you guys need to speak to a counselor. And that was it.
Wow.
That hurts me. Like, and us being Aquarius, very, like, I tell people all the time, I love people. Like,
yes.
I love people. I am a humanitarian. If I could change this world, I mean, at this point,
I tell you no lie, Jada. It's so funny that you said if I could change this world, because I had to come to realization about 2 weeks ago that I cannot single-handedly change this world.
2 weeks? Ooh, baby.
Listen.
2 weeks, Wakila. I think it's been almost 3-4 it's been some years because it was taking a toll on me.
Yes.
Let me not even say that. I'm not even gonna say that. I can maybe say a year.
Yes.
Maybe a year. Because y'all need to know TikTok is a blessing and a curse, and TikTok can have you feeling like, what am I getting up to do? Like,
listen.
Are we
listen, I have to take my time off of TikTok. The only time I go on TikTok, Jada, no lie, is when I was like recording promotion for the podcast or an event that I was gonna be at, because I can't do too much with TikTok.
Yep.
TikTok can be draining at times too.
Yes.
Like the algorithm, I've been trying to figure out how they be like picking what I see on my timeline, because half of the stuff I don't be watching.
Do you like stuff or do you just keep scrolling?
I keep scrolling.
No, you gotta like stuff. Like, I like cooking videos. Like books. Like, you like the stuff that you see, or you can search stuff and then just start liking it. If you search certain stuff, it might pop up. That's why if something sad comes across, like something sad came up on my TikTok yesterday, I just scrolled past it. I'm not liking it.
Yeah.
Because somebody TikTok, once it went sad, one of my old coworkers, and he had to delete his TikTok because it just wouldn't go back happy.
Oh, wow.
Like she said, TikTok is a choice. Be careful.
Yes.
I ain't saying ban it. I'm not saying that at all. But just, you have to be careful because it's so much information.
Yes. Like, and sometimes it's too much that I'll make you go crazy, literally.
Girl, I was like teetering, telling my mama, like, okay, girl, we got to get this survival kit. We got to get this, and that. And I'm just, they always be like, you better be safe than sorry. Yeah, I get it. But like people be saying in the comments, we broke.
Yeah. Okay?
We broke. And if they want to come and fight, like, we don't want to fight. Like,
no.
It's not us. we don't want this. Like, we don't want this. And I just, those places, they don't deserve us.
No, they don't.
And like you said, the fact that sometimes it takes just that one person to leave. You was probably that piece that held everybody together. Mm-hmm. People probably still showed up to work because you, because you were there.
Like, yeah.
We hold that much weight, and give yourself those props, because whether they tell you or not, you, like I said, you have a very right personality. So yeah, you know how it is. Like, oh, this person going to work today. If you would have texted one person and said, I'm not coming in today, they probably would have not came in the next day neither. Like, it's that type of effect.
Yeah. But yeah.
It takes that one person to leave. And you know what I hate the most? When people leave jobs like that, like when it's a trickle effect, why is there no investigation on why all your people are leaving?
Instead, they're just replacing. What?
Why aren't y'all asking questions? Why aren't y'all questioning management? But I mean, you worked at a school, so you know, you know what's crazy? I thought you was gonna say something else, but I've been watching this show on Netflix called The Program.
I actually scrolled by that. I'm gonna watch it now.
Watch it. Please watch it, because all the words that you said, it's everything. And sadly, like, it's, you know, whenever when we were younger, the kids with the bad behavior, they used to get sent off to these schools or whatever the case may be. Baby, these kids got sent into a cult. When the girl said that she wanted to go back out to get the rest of her stuff out the truck, they told her, no, you can't leave back out. You cannot leave back out. They were so manipulated. It was just, it's sad.
Yeah. And
their parents allowed them to be there, and I feel, and they're adults, so they go back to the school. They get to read everything, like the letters. Waquila, watch it. It's sad. It's crazy. And these people are just mentally now, they are just messed up for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
First of all, their parents, it was a cult thing. Like, somebody going around recommending, you should put your kid in this school, put your kid in this school.
That's what they're doing now.
They still do it. That's the part that kills me. The episode, they said they still do it. Like, that's this ridiculous. Still exists. Why?
It's ridiculous.
These kids have to say, yeah, I did coke, I did this, I did that. The girl drank a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
What?
You know, after you watch it, this is why I'm glad that I didn't even, like, get into my topic today or figure out what I wanted to do with my episode, because I want you to let me know when you finish watching it, and I would like to bring you back on so we could talk about that, because that show...
I'm gonna watch it.
Baby, like you said, this world is crazy. They're giving us so much information. Did you watch on the set?
Honestly, Jada, let me explain something to you about this. Because I was definitely a Nickelodeon kid, okay? And let me tell you something about this. I'm not an emotional person, but I feel like I'm gonna be brought to my knees. Because I love Drake Bell. I actually had a crush on Drake when I was little.
Oh, yeah. If that's the case, I think you will. I had some tears.
I feel like I'm gonna break down, because I've had this conversation with my mother, because I keep seeing it pop up on my television. I said, Ma, these kids were children just like we were, and they were forced. They were made to entertain us every Sunday night. And after the curtain was called and everything was said and done, they were being abused.
Well, I'm gonna let you watch it, because I think from the comments and the things that I was seeing from Facebook, you know, that's where I thought things were gonna be taken. So I feel like they got the people that they could get. There's a lot of people who have not said anything. So when I thought that I was walking into something that's more like abuse, mm-hmm. that wasn't really the case. One thing about me, I love a good documentary. I love a good docuseries. Like, I love facts. Like I said, educate me.
Yeah.
So I like how they, like, reel you in. Like, they just reel you in, and then how they broke down the episodes was interesting. Of course, I watched Dan Schneider. Wasted 20 minutes of my life watching this man get interviewed by another man, as we sit here and, like, watch you just have this, like, just be disgusting and treat women poorly, but then you have this man who favors you, interview you, then you sit here for 20 minutes saying, you're sorry, I didn't know.
You didn't know.
And then tried to force out some little tears for Drake.
No.
Because my thing is, like, you gon' whenever you watch it, you'll know what you know, but, like, you, sir, keep that. We don't want to see you cry.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I feel like you came and you did this interview and did what needed to be done, and when you got done, you high-fived the little people in Hollywood. You're still connected. You're not sorry. You're disgusting. Mm-hmm. You allow power to get to you. Yep. And you was on a power trip. You was on a power trip.
Absolutely.
And just to see, like, I I was a Disney kid. I definitely was a Disney kid. And again, I just want you to watch it, because to sit there and see the stuff that we were watching, it's crazy.
Listen, like
we was watching this.
Oh my god,
we was watching this.
And you know what's so funny? Don't laugh, Jada. You're gonna laugh. Oh god. All right, y'all. I'll be having a little moment where, like, my brain just tells you, say, man, I don't know why.
It's okay.
Oh my God. And then I used to work at Walmart, right? And I had a coworker named Amanda, and I used to walk around like, man. Now look, I can't even, let me tell you, Amanda Bynes is unrecognizable now.
She was that girl. They talked about her too, that girl. And I mean, people always want to bring up the parents. No, Hollywood know what they be doing. It's manipulation. Y'all know what y'all doing. Stop trying to be like, well, the parents let, okay. And then you just see all these people now trying to say whatever. Like, at the end of the day, where were y'all when these people put together this show? Y'all wasn't saying anything now.
Because the money was rolling in and, yeah. Listen.
I don't care what y'all have to say. We know. I know that Hollywood, you pay a price. There's a price that's paid to be there, to do that. But I know that you are going to be shook to your core. You are going to cry.
Yeah.
If you was a diehard Drake friend, Drake fan, you're going to, it's just...
Even him on Amanda's show, I loved him.
Yes, when they was country. Yes,
yo, when he was totally country. Kyle, yo, I loved yes, him because he yes. was so funny. I love yes. Drake. Do you hear me? I remember, honestly, this is another fun fact. When I was preparing my first year to come down to Hampton, I binged to watch Drake and Josh the entire month before I moved out.
Yep, I'm going to have to have some tissues by you. It's really episode three, I think. I think it's episode three. Like, summer episode two and maybe episode three, but just be, matter of fact, they'll prepare you. You'll know. Okay. But when you see him, just grab your tissues, because you saying even just watching the clips is like, wow, it's so nostalgic. Yeah. Like, I remember being that age. I remember
and being
watching
excited.
Yes, coming home from school watching this, like, y'all was our entertainment. But knowing that Amanda Bynes was 16 years old on What I Like About You.
Yes.
That crazy.
Yes.
Crazy. Crazy.
Amanda's actually she's like in her mid-30s.
Yeah.
She's still young.
We watched them. They were kids just as much as we were kids.
Yes. Like, and it's just so sad. Like, this is what we are talking about. These unhealthy work environments. As a child, you can't win for losing. As an adult, as a woman, like, it's just...
Even the Black mama, like she said, I'm sitting here speaking out about it. Everybody want me to be quiet. They don't care. Because everybody, they taking their hush money and they going on with it. But when you watch it, girl, So now you have to watch... on the set, and you definitely have to watch the program.
Right? Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna watch the program. And speaking of this whole cult-like environment that has been created, this is exactly what I felt like I was like in when I was working at this charter school. And I feel like the ones that are woke are going to walk. And I was awake, and I was stepping. I was out of there because I felt like the black sheep. Can I tell you something, Jada?
Go ahead.
It was to the point, my students, right? I would switch classes. I would teach my homeroom and then I would go to the class next door.
Mm-hmm.
And I, this little dumb script they called themselves giving me, I never went by it. And what touched me was I had a writing lesson that I had to go by. And I said, you know what? Screw this. And honestly, it's ironic that we're even talking about on the set, because I based my... lesson on SpongeBob, the Krabby Patty formula. So
that's my favorite show.
Listen, I had the tennis rag thing for the Wii for SpongeBob. My first dog had a SpongeBob sweater. Listen,
like SpongeBob, when you say blurt out random stuff, it's always SpongeBob, like down to the songs. But
yes.
So they had the Krabby Patty formula.
Yes. So I broke it down. The beginning of your story is going to be the toasty bun. And then you're going to have the body, which is the Krabby Patty, the lettuce, the tomatoes, the ketchup, the mayonnaise, whatever. Basically what I'm saying, make this story juicy. And then you have the closing of the bottom of the toasty bun. I was more, you know, in detail, but because of the sake of the podcast, I'm not going to do too much. Uh-huh. But what I want to say about that is, out of all of the lessons that these kids have learned, every time they would see me, they were like, Miss Peace, or they'll call me Miss P.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, are we going to go over the Krusty Krab formula? I said, first of all, y'all have to keep that on the low, because these other teachers ain't hip, okay? Like, they will look so forward to learning about the Krusty Krab formula.
Because that engages them. That breaks my heart, because I love, my favorite thing on TikTok is seeing these teachers teach.
Yes.
And, like, do little creative songs. Like,
yes.
The lady was teaching them about the coins. And, like, the kids, y'all talk about these kids knowing songs and y'all do this. Teach them in songs.
Yes.
It helps.
It helps a lot.
It helps them want to learn, and it breaks my heart to know that. And I already know, because I've listened to so many people talk about just being in the school and experiencing what you did, and they have to go for their mental, for their peace. Like, they don't want to leave those babies, but they have to do what's best for them, because, like, yes, you said, you come in with these bright ideas and you giving me a script.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Like, I thought,
yes,
this was my classroom.
Like, exactly.
I thought I could do what I wanted, because exactly, that's what it felt like it was when we was in school.
Exactly.
I didn't feel like my teacher was going by a script, but hey, I mean, now that I think about it, maybe in government, maybe in history class, they was going by a script, but the scripts were the books.
Yes, the
so
books.
So y'all taking away the books and giving them scripts?
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Ooh, Waquila.
Jada, okay. I was out of there. I was out of there so fast, I didn't care. And they had, when I first started there, they gave me a laptop and all that. I promise you, I was up at 5:30 that morning. I dropped the stuff up at 6 because I still had my key to get into the building. I dropped that off too. Good riddance. I'm done.
Yeah. No. Because if I have to come back in here with all of y'all in here, y'all, it's going to be a
done.
Problem. And
yes.
I'm not going to let y'all get that for me.
Absolutely.
But you did the best thing ever. And like I said, I know you got some things, some great things coming in. We've talked about it. I saw that you made your announcements.
Yes.
On Instagram. Can you give me a little bit more information about that? Tell me what this is that you have introduced.
Yes. So it's funny that we're talking about this unhealthy school environment that I parted ways with, because that idea popped up in my head as I was, how could I put it? Because, oh my God, Jade, I could go all day about this school that I was working at. So there were two teachers in the classroom. The main mm-hmm. teacher who taught the math, and I was the one that would walk around and check the papers.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was walking around checking the work of my third grade students, I started to realize that they were not grasping the concepts due to this so-called scripted day that they had for the teachers and the students.
Mm-hmm.
It popped up in my head. I said, you know what? I'm going to start my own tutoring academy.
Yeah.
And in this tutoring academy, I'm going to teach the basic math and reading for those that need it. And I also started seeing a trend that these schools are just moving our babies along without them even knowing how to spell street.
What is it called? No Left Behind program?
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, this world is becoming very sensitive.
Yeah.
It's some kids that got left behind a couple few times.
Hello. And I realized that I hate to say favorite student, she's one of my favorites, because all of my kids, they cling on to me, and I loved all of my students, but just, how can I put this?
It's one that holds a special place in your heart.
Yes. She did not know how to read, and she mm-hmm. was 8 going on 9 years old, and that touched me, because how are you just moving her along like this isn't, like, happening? What's so baffling to me is the charter school that I worked at is supposed to be one of the top schools in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a student in the third grade that can't read. But this is the top school, one of the top schools in New Jersey, right?
So off of what statistics?
Listen, I remember vividly the end of that day. I said, I'm calling out tomorrow. I even have a TikTok talking about this program. This is mm-hmm. the first time I spoke about me starting this program.
Mm-hmm.
But
you spoke it into existence.
I spoke it into existence, and I was going to go to a parent workshop. I'm actually looking for more parent workshops to attend to spread the word.
Okay.
But
I can do some research, let you see what I find.
Thank you so much for that, Jade. I appreciate mm-hmm. that. Just standing in that classroom and feeling the energy and just knowing that my kids were not retaining anything, I said, no, I have to do something about this. And I said, brilliant minds with Miss Peace. Tutoring
you
Academy,
know what?
Tutoring program.
And I feel like because you are looking for parent workshops, and I hear like how dedicated you are, I feel like it's going to be bigger than what you could even like imagine. And you're going to know when it's going to get bigger. But I know that there's a lot of people in this world who have kids and they might want to homeschool or, you know, virtual. We just really don't know where this school system is going to go, because honestly, you're not the only teacher fed up. These teachers are fed up. They're not getting paid enough. Mm-hmm. I live in a state where there's a teacher short. Like, there's not enough teachers. They trying to pay them to tutor and do all these extra things. They're getting fed up.
Yeah.
During COVID, you know, parents realize what these teachers are going through. And I mean, at this point, like you said, it's a script. So if I'm going to send you somewhere, like, why would I send you somewhere scripted?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just know you got some things going to work out for you.
And it's like, I'm excited for it because I know that I can't ask for God to give me all of these blessings and then run away from them, you know?
No, no. That's why he's giving them to you when you're ready.
Exactly.
Definitely.
I have to be ready for whatever it is that comes from this. I can't complain about having too much on my plate when the goal is for me to eat, but mm-hmm. not in the sense of money-wise, but no. to help those in my community, you know?
Yes.
So I'm excited. I'm anxious in a good way, but my whole goal is with Brilliant Minds and Miss Peace is to shape the minds of our future leaders. That's my slogan. Shaping the minds of our future leaders. And I feel like a lot of my Black and brown students, our Black and brown students, aren't being heard, aren't being seen. They're just being moved along. And it's just a system.
Yep.
And I was speaking to my mother about this. I said, Mom, and I also want to bring up the parents. The parents are not being involved enough for me.
Yes, ma'am.
It takes a village. Ma'am. And when I say a village, I mean it takes the school teacher.
Yep.
It takes the rec center director.
Yep.
It takes the next door neighbor. It's not enough of that going on because everyone's for themselves nowadays.
Yep. Individualism.
Yes.
Disgusting.
And it's the parents too. Like, I can't tell you. I now work with autistic children.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the lack of attentiveness. And I understand parents don't understand autism as well as they should. And I feel like I fought them as well. Because if I have a child that's autistic, that is my obligation to learn every single angle of this, what do they call it, bio or...
The spectrum?
It's the spectrum, but it's a certain, it's neo...
Oh.
Neurodivergent. Yes, I can't think of it.
I think they don't like on the spectrum anymore, neurodivergent. I've been
neurodivergent
on TikTok,
Yes, I couldn't think, because I know it was a hashtag, a bio something, but it's neurodivergent.
Mm-hmm.
That's your job to learn everything about your child's condition, because this is who they are.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of parents are in denial. They don't want to accept what it is. And I feel like this is another conversation that we can have.
Yeah, because we are. Because I was going to bring something up, but I'm typing it in my notes because this is another conversation, because that takes a whole nother episode, because now I have questions. So, yes.
I definitely feel like we need more support from our parents. And I'm even, like, now, I want to say that although the parent workshop was a success for me, I feel like more parents could have came out and showed up. But I only got two parents to show up.
But I can say, and I try my hardest not to make excuses, but depending on the community and the area,
mm-hmm.
we also have to think about how hard these parents are working too.
Yes.
Depending on the area, these kids, like, their parents, they work. It's hard. We all, like I said on my last episode, it's hard out here.
Yes.
It's hard.
Yes.
Like, y'all, it's expensive. It is hard.
Yes.
I don't know, like, we can all sit here and fake it, make it seem like, you know, we doing good, we living great. Like somebody said on TikTok, we living off credit, just like the government that we live in lives off of what? Credit.
Yes.
Printing off money. I listen to the news all the time, and they be, this many million, where? Where's it coming
from? First of all, we're in debt. But that's another conversation.
Yes.
Write that down, Jada. We're in debt as Americans and as the United States of America.
They should just call us debt.
Yeah.
they should just call us debt. Like, I'm writing that down, and they should just call us debt.
Yes.
Yeah, that's another thing. But yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, we could sit here and talk about
both. So you're right. They do need to show up. They do. They do. The parents, y'all not off the hook. 2024 is going to be, I'm telling y'all, I've been telling people, it's about community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what keeps us together. Like, have you, I don't know if you've seen the little reports that came out yesterday. Now America isn't the happiest country in the world. We was number 6, now we're 29. It's like, now we not?
It's been. You know why? Because they was getting their statistic from white Americans.
Gotcha. Okay, because I needed to know.
Let's be for real now.
Yeah, yeah. That's like, why I said, even with the, when you said you work for the top charter school, I said, based off of whose statistics, if y'all just moving the kids along?
Hello.
Who are y'all doing this based off
hello.
Of?
Hello.
But that's sad. See, here's the thing. At the white schools, y'all moving them through because at the end of the day, their parents are paying for tutors. They getting them the extra help.
Exactly.
But these parents, like, it's not that they, yeah, go ahead.
Jada, you, listen, you're just hitting all the points. Let me tell you something. You said that the parents are paying the tutors, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I had a parent come up to me at the event. Now, mind you, Jada, the rate of my tutoring, I feel like it's reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
This parent came up to my table and tried to, like, talk down my prices. I'm like,
no.
I had to look at him. I said, sir, if you're interested, you can, you're more than welcome to sign up.
Was it one of our people?
Listen.
Of course it is, though.
Listen. I was baffled that he was standing at my table trying to talk my services down.
You know what people don't do? They don't realize, one, it's a service. That's why it's hard, like you said, for people to, like, do things. I remember during COVID, I fell in love with bedazzling crops, and mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. But once people start wanting money, like you said, they want to talk you down. I know my worth.
Yes.
I know how much this product is. If you don't want to pay it, either you go do it or find somebody else to
hello.
Do it. You're not going to talk me down, because what you're not going to pay, the next person will. And I'm
exactly.
The quality that I'm worth, that's what I'm going to give. And it's exactly. Going to show.
Exactly. And I was just like, now, if this was, I hate to bring in color, but if this was a white tutor, you wouldn't be doing this.
No. You gonna pay Sarah what she asked to be paid, and that's
you
gonna
do
that.
This. And I looked at him like, bro, my credentials is that, okay?
Yeah.
You're not
now,
gonna
if you
sit
see
here
those,
and minimize
you can ask
my
for
services.
Those.
No,
you can. Like
you don't. You lost me when you started saying, oh well, you can't. You do no, no,
no.
I didn't
and
say
the thing
no because I'm a businesswoman and it's a professional environment.
Yep.
But in my head, I'm like, bro, please, please.
And maybe because I'm so like. Like I said, I got that little heart. You could have pulled me aside and been like, look, I'm really trying to, you know, like, sob story, whatever.
Exactly.
And maybe I could have had made that decision
exactly.
to lower the price. But you're coming to me.
Like, I know you're
like,
going
to
lower
the
price.
No, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next.
Yep. It was just, I was, like, baffled. And I also want to say, like, I really was expecting more parents to come out because I'm in a community where I speak to a lot of educators.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with a lot of school counselors. And they come to me and say, Wakila, your program is needed.
Yeah.
Like, it's so many kids that are failing.
Yeah.
And honestly, Jada, I don't even share this with everybody because I'm a very private person. As you can see, I don't post that much.
Mm-hmm. Me either.
Yes.
Baby, we are Aquarius. Let me tell you one thing before you even tell me.
We are superheroes.
I noticed a lot of Aquarius didn't even post it was their birthday on social media.
Girl, I it took me a lot. My boyfriend was like, Wakila, why don't you post yourself for your birthday?
Because if you know, you know.
Yes.
Like, if you
and
know
listen,
it's my birthday, you're going to text me. I don't care about this social media.
Exactly.
Stuff.
Jada, I didn't even post my birthday post until 9 o'clock on my birthday.
Yeah.
The whole day done went by. I done went out. I done did this. I done did that.
Yeah.
It was 9 o'clock at night and I posted. I said, yeah, because don't nobody need to know my business.
Baby, like, we build differently. That's all.
Yes.
But go ahead.
Do. So I currently tutor two of my previous preschoolers for free.
Okay.
I go every Saturday from 12 to 1 and I go over reading with them. I do a little math with them because I truly love what I do.
Yes.
I want to see my kids prosper. I want to see my kids 10 years from now, 17 years from now. Miss Keela, because some of my preschoolers call me Miss Keela. Miss
mm-hmm.
Keela, look, I applied to Hampton like where you went. Applied to FAMU. I want to hear that. I want to see that.
Yeah.
Because we are now in charge of our future. Because our parents, their time that came. It's our time now to shape.
And y'all want to be outside at the bars doing all, like, okay, all right,
listen,
go off.
Listen.
Go off.
Listen, they done said, look, y'all do what y'all do. We done.
Hmm.
But
we just birthing the kids. That's
yes.
Like, That's why they be like, what happened to these new age grandmas? No, these new age grandmas, they can see that your priorities are messed up.
Exactly.
That's what that is.
Listen.
Because if I keep the kid, what you gonna come back with what? Another one.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I'm seeing a lot of too, Jada. It's so sad. Like, I feel like, I always said, and I feel like God just like puts us in places and positions for a reason, because I always said, and I tell my mother this all the time, I said, Mommy, when I get to a certain point of success in my life, I want to open up my own school in my town, my hometown, which is East Orange, New Jersey, mm-hmm. for kids with disabilities like Down syndrome. I wanted to be a performing arts school, because a lot of people don't know that I love to dance. I was in dance school. I was a cheerleader before. I love performing arts. And I actually minored in theater at Hampton.
Okay.
So I'm an overall performing arts girl. But I do want to open up my own school for the disabled, and just give them an environment of inclusiveness where they feel like they are included.
Yes.
I
say all the time, they probably look at us sometimes and think that we are the ones that are different. And I, like you said, I feel like they need to be included. They need to they need to be included and feel included.
Yes, and not be ostracized because of, I don't call it a special need. I call them a superpower.
Okay.
You know? That's a superpower to me. Like, and it's so crazy, like, now that we're having this conversation, and I don't want to hold you up too much longer, Jada, but
good love.
I'm at this, and then we're going to move on. I remember being a little girl, and I always ask my mother this, and it's so funny that I work with autistic kids. I remember specifically when I was in a mall, and I can speak about this one time. I was at one of our biggest malls in Jersey, Garden State Plaza, and this kid had Down syndrome. And I think he may have had cerebral palsy. And I started breaking down into tears because I was like, yo, like, why is that happening to him? And I was like maybe 9-10 years old, and I couldn't control my emotions. Mm-hmm. I cried so hard, and I went to my mother and I said, Mommy, why does that happen? Like, all kids deserve to have a normal life.
Yeah.
Like, why was he born with Down syndrome? And now I know as an adult that it was also cerebral palsy as well. I don't know. I was just like baffled. And I was just like, yo, there's no way that, like, why is this happening? Like, why does God make people like that? Like, not
because we're different.
Yeah.
And like, we deserve to be different. And the sad part about it is so many people judge, and because they don't understand, like, I don't know if you've seen that commercial. It was a Down syndrome girl. It's kind of been around like Instagram on social media. And she was just talking about, you know, how when she goes to a bar, how they kind of judge her and don't give her liquor and things like that. Like, I'm normal. Don't treat me any different.
Yes.
Or another TikTok came up and somebody was like, how does it feel to live with somebody with Down syndrome? And it's like, you're making it seem like they're a burden. Like, these
people,
they just have an extra chromosome, baby. They are very, very intelligent. Just like children with autism are very, very intelligent. Everybody is intelligent when you stoop down to who they are and you talk to them in their language.
And you realize you that they talk are to them just like we are.
It's just
so like sad. And I feel like the child in me still lives, and that's what brought me to the Brilliant Minds Women's Peace. Like, I used to have, I had my mom go to Walmart, buy big whiteboards when I was little, sit all my stuffed animals up and be the teacher. And then I thought I was going to be a pastor at one point. My mom bought me a machine with a microphone. I used to be preaching about I don't know what.
So, like, you always knew you had a voice.
Listen, Jada, I could go down a whole timeline.
You see? But your mother supported you, and I love that. Definitely.
Yes.
Like, here, you want, do that? Do that. There you
yes.
go. Go ahead. Do that, girl.
Okay. Yes, and she would just walk around the house clean while I was preaching, and it was just so funny. Like, I had such a huge imagination as a child, and just to know, like, as a 5-year-old Waquila is pleased.
Yes.
So
yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
and you doing happy. What you're doing. Like, I even made that comment today. I was like, I'm always gonna be a kid at heart. Like, I'm always like, and like I said, like, that's why my last podcast is called Pray for These Babies. Like,
yes,
pray for them, because like Whitney Houston said, these children are our future. If you
yes.
neglect them, then it's like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Like, nobody who neglected us. I mean, the people before us, they did what needed to be done, and they fought for these things. So you mean to tell me the things that they fought for, our generation just gonna let that be taken away for the next?
Listen,
that's what we doing, because that's what it
so. I'm definitely seeing regression. That's a conversation that I want to have too. But we're going to do that in another episode, though. But
I put that on my list.
I'm definitely seeing regression. That may not have to be the second episode, yeah. Jay, because let me tell you.
I put that on my list. It's sad. Ooh. It's breaking my heart.
Jesus Christ.
Like, this week, I don't... Every time we get to Friday, I be like, I made it.
Yeah.
But I can honestly say that I think that I spent less time on social media this week. Like, yeah. I know I did. I feel it. And I told myself, you know, I like to take social media breaks. Whether the last time I did it, it was for 6 months. It feels good.
Yes.
When you get back on there, it's like, I didn't even miss out on nothing.
No,
you need to know something,
all.
You'll know it. But it's just a breath of fresh air. But to remain consistent and to keep up with my podcast, I'm not going to take a break. But, you know, like I said, I need a people break. Like you said, yes. These people out here, the words that come out their mouth, the things that they are saying, the TV that they are showing us. Like, I'm just over reality TV now. Like, everything is just crumbling.
Yes.
It's crumbling because, like you said, everybody is worried about themselves. It's very individualism. And I don't know if you ever read about All About Love by Bell Hooks. I passed that on to my cousin. But when I read that, all you need is love and community. When you have love and community, you're good. But guess what? We want technology. We want these fast things to feed us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even know your neighbor? Can you knock on your neighbor door?
Hello.
If something was to happen, is your neighbor gonna, like, are y'all gonna, like, stick together?
Hello.
Okay. Because I know I don't know my neighbors. I mean, we know his name on one side. The other people, we don't. Like, we don't.
So oh, my God.
So we things happen to go and see. Okay, we're gonna scramble. Gotcha.
It's just too much. It's sad because we've lost all sense of humanity. We've lost all sense of human interaction.
For what? Money.
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah.
For money. I don't know what the world is coming into, Jada, but we just gonna continue to be who we are.
Yes, we are.
In this crazy world.
The two Aquarius queens. We pushing through, y'all.
We are.
Through. We got
Jada,
this.
You're January 23rd?
25th.
25th. Okay.
Yeah.
I know you're in the, like, earlier part.
Yes, you know, the February Aquarius are, you know, a little different.
Listen, I have two February Aquarius sisters, love them to death, but sometimes I'm like, see, you on the other side of this.
Yes, when people say they don't like Aquarius, I promise them, I'm like,
February
one,
February
Aquarius, not the February one.
Because they are mean.
Yes.
They are so mean. Like, what is wrong with y'all?
It's
that Pisces at the end.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's the Piscesness. You know, we closer to the Capricorn.
Yeah.
Moon and Capricorn. So,
yeah.
You know, we a little different.
Yes.
February ones,
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. They rep the whole sign and it just runs it.
Oh my gosh, Jada, it was so amazing catching up with you.
Yes, always. And clearly, she might be done with her podcast, but we have like 5 episodes loading, if y'all didn't just hear that. So y'all are definitely going to be hearing from Wakila whenever we schedule more time, whether it's once a month. Look, I'm going to ask her what's her availability and we're going to go from there. And I'm not going to... Well, again, I'm going to figure out what her schedule is. I can't say I'm not going to hold back and we're going to dive right into it. But we're going to talk behind the scenes. And then y'all know where to find me, The Language Podcast. Y'all can come listen. And then y'all will know when we will have Miss Wakila on the podcast.
Absolutely. And Jada, give us your IG tag, too, for podcast listeners that would like to follow you on Instagram.
Okay. It's _JMarie2E's. And like I always say on my episode, if anybody wants to email me, have any questions, anything, you can email me at its_JMarie2E's9@gmail.com.
That is perfect. And I'll be sure to add that into my Instagram post for the promotion of our episode. And Jada, I just want to say thank you so much for sharing this last episode of Diary of the Bald Baddie with me. This was actually the Bald Baddie learning the language with Miss Jada Middleton. So this isn't just a Diary of the Bald Baddie podcast episode. This is our podcast episode.
Yes.
But I just, again, want to thank you for being so open and welcome to the idea of coming on and just speaking. Obviously, guys, we could speak about 1,000 things, but that will keep us here for another 3 hours.
Look, like you said, when we clicked, we clicked. like, yes, week late.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was so excited for this episode. I was counting down the days. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. I got this episode to record with Jada. I'm super excited because I know that she will have all things the language to speak about with the Ball Baddie. And I really enjoyed this episode. And again, it felt like a conversation, like we were just on the phone.
Yeah. So definitely. I can't wait to go back and listen to it. I know I'm gonna
too.
Listen to it
like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I'm gonna listen to it like I didn't even, like I wasn't even a part of the conversation.
Yes.
And like, I'm gonna be commenting like, yes.
Yes. Yes. And I'm so happy that we were able to do this in the month of March, which is Women's History Month, where we empower one another.
Yes, we do.
And we don't see that enough, but again, I was so happy to bring another creative, another podcast host, another African American woman, another HBCU, here I go talking fast, HBCU Hampton alumna.
HU, yes ma'am.
It's been great, Jada. Thank you so, so much for joining me, for just, you know, allowing me to say, you know what, this may be, again, the last page in this chapter. And it was a great last chapter, well, page of the chapter. And I'm really pleased, like...
Yay.
I'm pleased with how the chapter is ending, not the journey. I have to remind myself.
Oh yeah, baby.
This is not the end.
So get ready for the next chapter.
Yeah,
I need to stay tuned in. So really quick before we get off of here, please let them know where they can follow you to stay updated with your journey.
Yes, everyone. So for those that are not aware, on Instagram you can find me at Diary of the Ball Baddie Podcast. On Instagram, that's literally the name. There's no underscores or anything. It's just Diary of the Ball Baddie Podcast. And I'm sure y'all see me posting around. You'll see me. One thing about Miss Peace is I'm very private, but I'm also very known. However that works, I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's I feel that way too. I'm very private, but I know a lot of people.
Yes. I don't know how that works, but it works. So, you know, just keep your eyes and ears open and make sure y'all follow my girl Jada on her Instagram page, because she has a lot in store for you guys with the Language Podcast. And Jada, I want you to reintroduce yourself before we close this beautiful episode out, so everybody knows who you are and what you're representing on this podcast episode.
I am Jada Middleton, but I go by Jada Marie. I am the host of the Language Podcast, and I hope to get some new listeners over there. Thank you, Wakila.
Absolutely. And guys, this is the final episode of Diary of the Ball Baddie Podcast. And of course, I am still your favorite podcast host, the Ball Baddie that's not so bald anymore, Wakila Peace. Everyone have a blessed weekend. Stay in. I know in Jersey it is freezing. I don't know where you guys are right now.
Freezing.
It is freezing, girl.
We got 86 degrees.
Okay, I can get it up. All right. We barely make it to 50.
Dang.
It is cold, y'all. It is cold. So if you're in Jersey, please stay bundled up. And if you're in one of the warmer states, you know, get a little suntan for us out here in the northern state. But again, guys, it is the Ball Baddie that's not so bald anymore, Wakila Peace. And it is also Jada Middleton. Sorry, y'all. My tongue is twisted. Jada Middleton, the creator and host of the Language Podcast. Thank you all and have a great evening.
Bye.